There by Robert Burns, who was born 250 years ago this year, early this year in January, about 10 days after his 200th birthday, back in 1959. There was a plane crash in Iowa that took the lives of Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Ritchie Valens. And for the next hour, we're going to pay tribute to their musical legacy, so please stay tuned. Harlan's not with us this evening. John Falstaff here for one more hour. And at the top of this hour, Phil Anderson will be joining you and taking you up to 10 o'clock. So we hope you stay tuned. Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Carl Perkins, the Everly Brothers and Buddy Holly were big-time pioneers in the world of rock and roll whose influence lives on. And in fact, in the case of Chuck Berry, Little Richard and the Everly Brothers, they are still with us. What made Buddy Holly unique compared to most of those, with the exception obviously of Chuck Berry, was that he wrote a lot of his material. So in addition to stellar songs, performances, recordings, and 45s that had B-sides that were sometimes almost as interesting as the A-sides, his influence has lived on. And we're going to take a listen now. Take a listen to these first three singles, starting in the spring of 1957.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Hold me close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Words of love you whisper soft and true. love you. Let me hear you say the words I want to hear, darling, when you're near. Words of love you whisper soft and true, darling, I love you.
Few acts in the history of rock and roll started with three singles quite that good, and we're finishing up there with Every Day, which was actually the B-side of Peggy Sue. That'll Be the Day, Words of Love, and Peggy Sue. Not even the Beatles or the Stones or Bob Dylan, all of whom turned out to be very influenced by Buddy Holly and admitted to this day had quite the same impact with three debut singles, all of which they had, in this case, Buddy Holly had a part in writing. Chuck Berry, of course, was pretty good at the singles too, as was Little Richard and Elvis Presley, but Buddy wrote all of those. Buddy Holly, his next big single was Oh Boy.
All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life I've been waiting
boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me.
One of the tricks that many of the groups who were influenced by the early rockers did was to take B-sides and lesser-known album tracks by these artists and turn them into hits. And the B-side of Boy is a classic example. This one was made famous in 1964 by the Rolling Stones, but actually had been covered 2 years earlier by an American act called Bobby Fuller. I think you'll know it.
You know my love will not fade away. Oh well, you know my love will not fade away. My love is bigger than a Cadillac. I try to show it and you're driving me back. Your love for me got to be real for you to know just how I feel.
One of the things that distinguished Buddy Holly was his mastery of studio technology, in this case a cardboard box for the drums. Rolling Stones of course had the first American hit with that song a couple of years later. The next person on our story tonight is the Big Bopper, and the Big Bopper was a DJ and an recording artist who actually was quite a bit older than the rest. Richie Valens was 17 when he died. Buddy Holly was 22. The Big Bopper was in his late 20s. And while he wasn't perhaps as influential or as important a musical figure as the other two, nevertheless, he wrote a lot of his own material and started off in the country vein. Beggar to a King was his first single. And while it's quite interesting, its B-side is actually a lot more interesting. One of the things that the Big Bopper had to worry about was getting a good backing band. Some of his recordings suffer, including his big hit, by having not the best backing musicians, but he had very good backing musicians on this single on the B-side. He was a DJ, and in fact, if you check the Wikipedia page, there's an interesting fact there about a world record for non-stop DJing that he pulled off back in 56 or 57. Here's the B-side of that first single. It is called Crazy Blues.
Slam, you walked away, his arm around you, I heard you say, I never loved him, I love it you, Lord is crazy blues, I'm going downtown to buy a gun, give me that long black, shiny one, I'm gonna end it, my troubles blue, Lord is crazy. Easy blues. I made you my queen, both night and day. Snap your little finger and I'd be your slave. You didn't want to wear the crown, didn't want to be queen. You got your kind of loving, makes me want to scream. So roll me over, roll me slow. The wounds that I made, they hurt me so. The wounds that you made, they hurt me too. And Lord is great. Easy blues. I made you my queen, both night and day. Snap your little finger and I'd be your slave. You didn't want to wear the crown, didn't want to be queen. You got the kind of loving makes me want to scream. So roll me over, but roll me slow. The wounds that I made, they hurt me so. The wounds that you made, they hurt me too. And Lord, it's crazy blues.
Charles Perry Richardson, also known as the Big Bopper there, and Crazy Blues. And that was the B-side of his first hit. Not that he had a huge hit with the A-side, but had he released the B-side, maybe he would have done better. Buddy Holly moved on, needless to say, and kept on having the hits. This would be the spring of 1958, Rave On.
The way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you.
Out of nowhere came Richie Valens. That was the name he adopted. Ricardo Valenzuela was his original name. Mexican-American, very young kid, good guitar player, good writer, and tragically his life cut short at 17. Only left us a handful of recordings. They cobbled an album together just after he died. But the reality is he didn't leave us a whole lot of music, but he left us three or four really good tracks, and we're going to take a listen now to his debut single. Richie Valens' debut single was called Come On, Let's Go, and he co-wrote this. This came out, I believe, in June of 1958. Richie Valens and Come On, Let's Go, his first hit from the summer of 1958. It was the big bopper's turn, and the one big hit he had, Chantilly Lace, actually was destined to be the B-side. You should go check out the alleged A-side sometime. But this is it. Big bopper's one hit, Chantilly Lace.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the big bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl that make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace had a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace had a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Low, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose and like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. People tell me love's for fools, so here I go breaking all of the rules. It seems so easy,
seems so easy, seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy,
doggone easy, doggone easy.
It seems so easy,
seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Well, you're concerned, my heart has learned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. Set apart for me, it seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy.
Doggone easy, doggone easy.
Mm-hmm. It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Well, you're concerned, my heart has burned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
Doggone easy,
mm-hmm. It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Well, where you concerned, my heart has burned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
Heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses me? Heartbeat, why does a love kiss stay in my memory? Riddly pat, I know that new love thrills me. I know that true love will be. Heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses me? Why do you skip when my baby's lips meet mine? Heartbeat, why do you flip, then give me a skip beat sign? Riddly pat and sing to me love stories.
is made.
Time I listen to those recordings in the last couple of days, I'm just amazed at the quality of the recording and the quality of the performances and the arrangements. Buddy Holly and the Crickets there with Sonny Curtis on lead guitar. We started off with Richie Valens and his first hit, Come On Let's Go, which was from summer, I think it was June of 1958, followed up with the Big Bopper and his one big hit written by himself, as was all of his material, Chantilly Lace, later covered by Jerry Lee Lewis to a better effect perhaps. The band, unfortunately, on Chantilly Lace wasn't the best, and the recording suffers accordingly. Of course, the exuberance of the Big Bopper comes through time and time again, and while it wears thin when you listen to the several other singles that were released right after his death, which kind of cashed in on that. I mean, they had been recorded earlier, but they were more or less remakes of that song. The novelty wore off fairly fast. It's So Easy from Buddy Holly there, and that was released on the 12th of September 1958, which was 2 days after I was born. Good choice, It's So Easy. Heartbeat followed up that. Both tracks were recorded back in July of 58, and Heartbeat was released as a single at the end of December, just as the band was embarking on that fateful last winter tour. In Buddy's case, without the Crickets, but with other musicians, including Waylon Jennings on bass. Richie Valens had a single out by then, another one, and it did quite well. It was called Donna. It was a ballad to his girlfriend, his high school sweetie. But the B-side was the one that history has recorded as the hit. It was kind of a double A-sider at the time. Donna got the initial promotion, but La Bamba became the international hit and probably the first rock and roll song certainly released in North America that was not in English. It was in Spanish, a language that Richie did not speak himself, so he had to learn phonetically how to sing this. I guess his mother might have been able to sing it. The band on this is stunning. It's just a brilliant, brilliant recording. The Wrecking Crew, including Carl Kaye on rhythm guitar, Earl Palmer on drums, and on lead guitar, contrary to what Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin might think, it's not Richie. Jimmy Page has gone on record as saying that the bridge from this is one of the first things he learned, and that Richie Valens was the first great guitar hero. Actually, it's not Richie playing. He was a good guitar player. But this is Rene Hall, and you should look him up on the web because you'll be amazed what you find. He did string arrangements for Marvin Gaye, also for Sam Cooke, some of those legendary recordings. This is La Bamba.
Everybody, this is Richie Valens. I will be on the winter dance party coming your way very shortly. I will be having a ball singing for you, and I hope to see you all real soon. By the way, Hope you have been hearing a lot of my latest Delphi release, La Bamba and Donna.
Trying to put together a story of a happy success for three young singers that ended in a very sad death this morning early in the cornfield near Mason City in Clear Lake, Iowa. If you're one of those that loves rock and roll, and there are many, or if you're one of those that hates rock and roll, and there are many, you'll realize this is a very big day in the lives of many in our generation, because this is a day that ended in tragedy for three of the biggest names in the music business. The names in order of bigness probably would be Ritchie Valens, Buddy Holly of the Crickets, and also the Big Bopper. This is a story that we put together along with the voices of these people, now known as the late great artists, and a story that we put together by talking on the telephone around the world with people that knew these people best.
There you go, baby, here am I. Oh, well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Oh, well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. And baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore.
The ironically titled It Doesn't Matter Anymore, not written by Buddy Holly, but for him by Paul Anka, one of the final professional recordings that Buddy made on October the 21st, 1958. He did about six songs in New York City with an orchestra, and that one was not part of the plan at all. He turned up a few hours early, excitedly, and said to the man arranging the strings, "Here, let's add one more in." The fellow thought he was insane, but they managed to put that together, and it was Buddy's last hit. It was actually released on the 5th of January, a good 4 weeks before the tragic plane crash, and charted, obviously, did quite well in light of what ensued. We started off with La Bamba there from Ritchie Valens, and a little bit of Donna, and a news clip from the period pulled from Ritchie Valens' story CD put out by Bob Keane, the man who discovered him and coached him. He was only 17 when he died, so he left us a handful of very good songs, and who knows what he would have done had he been able to continue his career. There's a very good movie, La Bamba, made in 1987 with Los Lobos playing a lot of his songs, which I'd recommend. And in the case of Buddy Holly, there are two films, the Buddy Holly story starring Gary Busey from the 70s and the real Buddy Holly story, which is a little more factually correct, put together by Paul McCartney with interviews with all sorts of people, including the two Everly Brothers and a certain person from the Rolling Stones who thinks highly of him as well. So if you're interested in Buddy Holly, I would highly recommend the real Buddy Holly story. It also dates from the late 1980s or so. Well, what happened after? Well, interestingly, the very first cover I can trace of a Buddy Holly song is by a man called John Lennon and some of his friends, and it was recorded in the winter of 1958. You're going to know this song. It's one of the more famous ones. This is the very first recording. It's not really the Beatles, but it's John Lennon with Paul McCartney and George Harrison.
Well, that'll be the the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry. I say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. When you give me all your loving and your loving, all your hugs, kisses and your funny too. You say you love me, baby, until you tell me, baby, that someday, well, I'll be through. 'Cause that'll be the day when you make me cry. That'll be the day when you say goodbye. You say you're gonna be, you know it's a lie. 'Cause that'll be the day when I die.
John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison, a couple of other folks there. Prototype Beatles, late 1958, that'll be the day. The first cover, although it was not commercial release, of course, it was an acetate, just a one-off done for their friends and family, and played a few times, and Paul was smart enough to hide it under his mattress for 35 years until it resurfaced, I guess, in the mid-90s on the anthology box set. John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison, all very influenced by Buddy Holly. And the first three singles, in fact, by Buddy, That'll Be the Day, Words of Love, and Peggy Sue, were all covered by the Beatles or John Lennon later on his rock and roll album. We're going to move on now with two covers of the Big Bopper songs, which is a little bit surprising because we're not doing Chantilly Lace here, but a great album track called White Lightning that the Big Bopper had written. And I think it didn't get released until right after his death, but it turned out to be the first number one hit for George Jones in April 1959.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hill, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Well, a city slicker came and he said, I'm tough, I think I wanna taste that
am a moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
White Lightning.
Almost sounds like the Big Bopper there in the chorus. White Lightning, first successful cover of a Big Bopper song. Giles Perry Richardson, and apparently Mr. Jones, George Jones, who had his first number one hit with that, was a little intoxicated on the day of recording, and they had to do 80 takes till they got his vocals, but it all worked out fine in the end. There was a man called Johnny Preston, a country star who was a friend of the Big Bopper, and he wrote him this song. It's called Running Bear.
On the bank of the river stood Running Bear, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little White Dove was her name, such a lovely sight to see. But their tribes fought with each other, so their love could never be. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love that couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach little White Dove waiting on the other side. In the moonlight he could see her throwing kisses across the waves. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting there for her brave. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love that couldn't die. Running Bear, dove in the water, little White Dove did the same. And they swam out to each other, through the swirling stream they came. As their hand touched and their lips met, the raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in that happy hunting ground. Running Bear, love little White Dove.
Johnny Preston, a hit there from late 1959, Running Bear, written by the Big Bopper, but never recorded by him. Johnny Preston was a friend of his. Ironically, Johnny Preston himself died relatively young in tragic circumstances in a car crash, and he was terrified of cars and thought he was going to die in a car crash, and that apparently is exactly what happened to him. He left the same widow that Hank Williams did, interestingly. The next great cover of a Buddy Holly song that I'm aware of is this Bobby Fuller one from 1962, 2 years before the Stones did it.
Gonna give your love to me. Pop, 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 pop. I wanna love you night and day. Pop, 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 pop. You know my love and not fade away. Pop, 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 pop. Oh, well, you know my love and not fade away. Pop, pop, pop. Try to show it and you're driving me back. Pop, 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 pop. You're loving me, you got to be real. Pop, 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 pop. For you to know just how I feel. Pop, 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 pop. I love for real and not fade away. Pop, 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 pop.
Bobby Fuller and Not Fade Away from 1962, a couple of years there before the Stones had a big hit with the same song, their first American hit. La Bamba has had many covers over the years, and there's a very interesting one from 1962 by a group also associated with the song The Lion Sleeps Tonight. I believe they're from New York. This is The Tokens.
Bye.
bamba, baila bamba, baila bamba, baila la
beri beri
bamba.
Bamba there from the Tokens. We mentioned that the Beatles covered quite a few Buddy Holly songs on BBC recordings, if not on actual albums. One of the later Buddy Holly songs, in fact a demo he recorded a couple of weeks before he died, is a song called Crying, Waiting, Hoping. And here is his song for us by Mr. George Harrison.
Crying, crying, waiting,
waiting,
hoping,
hoping,
you'll come back. I just can't seem to get you out of my mind. Crying,
crying,
waiting,
waiting,
hoping,
hoping,
you come back, you're the one I love. I think about you all the time. Crying,
crying,
do, 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 do. Tears keep a falling all night long. Waiting,
waiting.
It seems so useless, I know it's wrong. Keep on crying,
crying,
waiting,
waiting,
hoping,
hoping,
you come back maybe someday soon. Things will change and you'll be mine.
George Harrison there on guitar and vocals. Paul McCartney has said in more recent years that the first 40 songs he wrote with John Lennon were imitation of Buddy Holly songs. That's how influential he thinks Buddy Holly was on the Beatles. Crying, Waiting, Hoping. The Beatles covered a few more Words of Love on their next album in 64. That BBC recording was from 1963. One of the very last songs that Buddy Holly wrote and recorded with that orchestra back in that October 1958 session was the song for his sweetie who he had just married, having proposed to her successfully 5 hours after they met. It's a song called True Love's Ways, and it was the last song he did every night. They did two sets every night, so this would be the last song that Buddy would have performed that fateful night, the 2nd of February 1959. This is a recording from Peter and Gordon.
Just you know why. Why you and I.
We'll buy and buy no true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry. Just you and I know true love ways.
Throughout the day, our true love ways
will bring us joy. share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry. Just you and I know true love waits throughout the day. Our true love waits will bring us joy to share with those.
Peter and Gordon there on True Love Ways. Elvis Costello did a great version too, live with the Confederates in 1985, that you can find on the King of America CD. Buddy Holly had a big influence on a lot of British acts that might not be well known over here. The British folk rock movement also. Here is Steel Eye Span with a rather obscure version from 1971 of one of Buddy's famous songs. This was not on one of their LPs, it was on an EP back in 1971.
Oh, I look how the little things that you say and do make me want to be with you. Rave on, crazy feeling. Well, I know it's got me reeling. I'm so glad you're revealing your love for me.
Bum, bum, bum.
Rave on and tell me not to feel lonely.
Tell me
you love me only. Rave on to me.
Well, look how the
little things that you say and do make me want to be with you. Rave on, crazy feeling. Well, I know it's got me reeling. I'm so glad you're revealing your love for me.
Bum, bum, bum.
Rave on and
tell me
not to feel lonely.
Tell me
you love me only. Rave on to me.
Steel Eye Span there with Matty Pryor clearly in the backing vocals, and Rave On, an EP they released back in 1971. It subsequently turned up on the more recent CD of the contemporary album, second or third album, I think it was. There were other interesting covers from around this period, and there was a whole album actually put out by Fairport alumni, and that would be Richard Thompson and his future wife Linda, Sandy Denny, and many others. And one of the songs they covered was Learning the Game, which was one of the very last tracks that Buddy recorded as a demo in 1959. Actually one of my very favorite Buddy Holly songs, and even though his version was a fairly raw demo, lots of people have done magical things with it over the years. This was The Bunch, by the way, with Sandy Denny on lead vocals there, and they also covered La Bamba and That'll Be the Day and Love's Made a Fool of You. John Lennon had a go at Peggy Sue again, of course, on his Rock and Roll album in the mid-70s. Linda Ronstadt had several hits with Buddy Holly songs, but I'm going to leave you with a Leo Kottke recording. And of interest is that Leo Kottke was born in Athens, Georgia on September the 11th, 1945. Only realized recently that he was Georgia born. He made a recording in 1978 on an album called Balance, which absolutely stuns me every time I hear it. It is Learning the Game by Leo Kottke. We hope you've enjoyed this show, and stay tuned for Phil. He'll be right up, taking you up till 10 o'clock. This is Leo Kottke and Learning the Game.
Hearts that are broken and love that's untrue, these go with learning the game. When you love her but she doesn't love you, you're only learning the game. one she's thinking of. Feeling so sad 'cause you're always alone. That's when you're learning the game. Feeling so sad 'cause you're all alone and blue. You're only learning the game. Says that you're the only one she'll ever love. Then you find that you are not the one she's dreaming of. Hearts that are broken and love that's untrue. You're that are broken and love that's untrue. You're only learning the game. When you love her but she doesn't love you, that's when you're learning the game. Says that you're the only one she'll ever love. Then you find that you are not the one she's dreaming of. Feeling so sad 'cause you're